there, and welcome to another episode of Shouting in the Evening, brought to you by the Scheidt International Theatre Company. Please make yourselves comfortable. The performance is about to begin.
Five more minutes? Really?
Right. I forgot where I was for a second. How's it look out there?
Looks like spring.
Oh, it worked then?
Yes, it worked.
I need the bathroom in the worst way. No surprise. But you can go first.
No, I'm okay.
Sure? Because I was the last one to go before lights out. I think I left the seat up. Sorry.
You go ahead.
Thanks. No, the seat was down.
Well, they did mention a risk of memory loss.
Yeah, because I thought I'd put out a 4-roll of TP, but now it seems to be almost empty.
Ah.
Oh, that's better. Oh, man, I have really been asleep for 4 months.
Yep, 4 whole months.
You know, when they came up with this hibernation pill, I have to admit, I wasn't sure about the whole thing. And then when they said everyone had to take it, that was...
Well, everyone except the politicians, the CEOs, they...
Well, somebody has to run things, I get that. But I tell you, I feel totally rested. And look, I must have lost, 20 pounds. How do you feel?
I'm all right.
Just all right? Go on, get on the bathroom scale. That'll lighten your mood.
I don't want to get on the scale.
Not that I felt like you had to lose weight or anything. I'm not. You'd have thought that just one little pill would...
What?
What's that rattling sound? There's a pill left in the bottle.
Are you sure?
Yes, look, this is the hibernation pill. Is this your hibernation pill? I'm confused. What's it doing?
I didn't take it.
You didn't?
No.
But we said together. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3, swallow.
I didn't swallow.
You didn't?
I kept it in my cheek until you fell asleep, and then I took it out again.
They said everyone had to take it. It's the law.
I know what they said.
For the good of the planet. If we all hibernate for the winter, we'll lower resource consumption by a third. We cut food production, turn the thermostat way down. Wait, you didn't leave the heating up, did you? I'm sure they'd check that. Oh, Jesus.
No, I wore sweaters.
Sweaters? Okay. And you didn't... How did you eat?
I stockpiled food back in the fall. An extra can here, an extra box there. You never look in that cupboard under the stairs. Sorry.
Why? Why didn't you take the pill? Everyone had to take it. They were very clear about that.
I don't want to sleep my life away.
But it's just winter. It's like a train journey. It's a blessing if you can sleep through the boring bit and wake up when you get there.
You like to sleep on the train. I like to look out the window. I like the quiet as the fields slip by.
Must have been quiet around here.
You snore. You've always snored. The pill didn't make that any better. 4 months of snoring.
Well, weren't you bored? What did you do?
I read all the books I've always wanted to read, taught myself to paint watercolours, and knitted extra sweaters when I needed them.
Didn't you get lonely?
No.
No?
There were others.
Others?
I mean, not many, but there were others. Others who didn't take the pill. I thought I was alone the first few days, but then I saw movement through the curtains across the street.
Jack?
Yes, Jack. And he'd been out at night, long walks, and found others. We met when it was safe after the patrols had passed, in each other's basements. We talked, debated, discussed.
My God, you were having an affair with Jack!
No, of course not.
In our basement, while I slept up here?
You're not listening. It was a group of us, 12, 15.
Jesus, an orgy!
No, we just talked, that's all, as friends. People with common interests. People who didn't want to hibernate. A group of friends. A society of friends. We called ourselves the Wakers.
The Wakers?
Because we stayed awake.
You lied to me.
I was going to do it. Swallow it. Right up until the count of three. And then I didn't. It felt like I'd be dying just a little bit.
We'll all be dying if we don't hibernate. If we don't cut consumption drastically. That's what they told us. We've got to save the planet.
But what are we saving it for? First, flying was banned, for the masses anyway. Then no driving. Then no imported food. And now we're going to sleep our lives away.
It's just winter. Bears do it.
Remember how we used to love winter? Making snowmen, snowball fights, snow angels.
There's no snow anymore.
Cozy nights by the fire then. Hot chocolate with schnapps. Snuggling up together.
We were going to hibernate together.
And Christmas. We missed family Christmas.
A sacrifice I'm willing to make to save the planet.
We're not going to save the planet by closing our eyes to what's going on. We need our brightest minds alert. We need our scientists labouring in their hot lab coats, not passed out in their pyjamas.
Is that what the Wakers think?
Yes. And we talk about solutions, actions we can all take to mobilise the masses.
Jesus, you're going to get us arrested. What will that solve?
What did you dream about?
I didn't dream.
4 months asleep, and you didn't have one dream?
No, now you mention it.
You used to dream.
Yeah, I guess I did.
Maybe they didn't want you to dream.
What?
Maybe they want to put an end to dreams too. Maybe they put something in the pill.
Whoa! Don't get all conspiracy theory on me. Is that what the Wakers talk about?
No, no, we don't talk about conspiracies. We talked about our dreams, though.
So you did sleep?
Of course I slept, as nature intended. 8 hours, every night, after the meetings.
In the spare room?
No, of course not. Here, with you.
Despite the snoring?
Your snoring can be comforting sometimes.
And what did you dream about?
Us. Mostly, I dreamt about us.
Us?
Me and you. I dreamt about when we first met. All those walks in the park, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Eventually, I was brave enough to reach out to hold your hand, afraid you'd pull away.
But I didn't.
All those times I reached out to you. But the first time you reached for my hand, that's when I knew we were in love. I dreamt about our future, too.
So, we do have a future, despite this fucked up planet that we live on.
We most definitely have a future. If dreams come true.
That's good.
Are our winters together something you just want to sleep through? Like a boring train journey?
Life with you is never boring.
I want to be with you 12 months a year, every season, winters included. Don't you want that too?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, I do.
Truly?
Truly.
Good. Because I knitted you a sweater. Do you like it?
It's lovely.
So, you're a waker now?
Yes, I'm a waker.
Good. Now, it's been 4 whole months and I've missed you.
And I've missed you too.
So, let's go back to bed.
That was The Wakers, written by Guy R. Newsham and starring Lindsay Collis and Dan Smith. Thanks go to our esteemed technical wizard Ian for sound manipulation and button wrangling. Join us again next time for another Shouting in the Evening production. Cheerio!